Yaakov. Atzei Rav Yitzchak holds like Rav Lazar ben Yaakov. And Rashi says that whenever the person has a tainas bari, whenever I have a definite complaint against you, that's not considered meshev aveda. Then we don't have the tikkun olam. The svara in the Mishnah of a meshev aveda is always that the person that's complaining is only a doubtful complaint. Like I only say, maybe you found two of them. Then the person will say back, no, I only found one. So where it's doubtful, that the Mishnah says you don't have to swear. But where it's a vada, a definite complaint, then Rav Lezer ben Yaakov holds you do have to swear. The Tanya will learn like this. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pomim Shodom Nishpa Tainas Atzmai. Sometimes a person has to swear for his own complaint, what he himself says, Al Tainas Atzmai. So what does Vasul see what that means? Ketzad, what's the case? Mona Liyavicha Biyodi. If I go to you and tell you, Shino, your father lent me $100. V'yachaltiv pras, but I paid you back already 50 of it. And I only owe you now 50. So in such a case, I raise a nishba. In such a case, the person has to swear that he paid back the 50. That's called tainas atzmai. The son doesn't know what's flying. You go to the son and you tell this son, you should know, I borrowed $1,000 from your father, and I paid him back already 500, and I only owe him 500, I'll give you now 500. So we say nothing doing. You have to swear first that you already paid back the 500. Yevizel, this is the case, shenish pautainas atzmoi, that you have to swear for your own confession, what you yourself said. Such a case, since he says nothing, you're the one talking and saying everything, that's called your meshev aveda. Like as far as the sun goes, he doesn't know what's flying here. He has nothing. You're the one that's saying that you're the father, you owe the father 1,000 and you paid back 500, so you're a complete meshev aveda. You're like returning now the aveda to him. So therefore you don't have to swear at all. Since the machlokes of Lazar ben Yaakov ben Chachamim. The Gemara asks, for Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, lestle meshev aveda potter. Like what's Chan Rav Lezer ben Yaakov? Doesn't he agree to the Svara of the Mishnah? That if the person's only a meshev aveda, he himself is talking up and making the whole complaint that he doesn't have to swear? So the Gemara says, Omar Rav says the Machlokes is like this. V'etoa no katan. We're talking about that the kid now was a katan. So the katan is saying, listen, you owe my father $1,000. So that's the machlokes, does the katan's time to mean anything or not? That's why Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says when you agree to 50% of what he's asking for, it's called a ma'idah b'niksas, you have to swear. So Gemara says, no, katan midi mashosh isbei. When a katan complains and asks for something, does it have any value? Does it mean anything? For your tanan we learned, ein nishvoyim al tainas cheres shaita b'katan. If a katan says and complains and says, you owe me $1,000, there's no way you have to swear to that. A katan doesn't know what he's talking about. You don't have to swear to a katan. Same thing a cheres, same thing a shaita. When they come up and make statements and ask to say you owe them something, that's nothing. It's like they didn't say anything. Therefore, a katan means nothing. You can't say the case here is where there's a katan asking for the money. So still it's a kasha. Why does your blood ben Yaakov say you have to swear? The katan's tfiyah means nothing. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, my katan, you know what the katan means over here? My katan. Godel really means he's over by mitzvah. He's a godel already. The amai korel a katan. Why do we call him a katan? Legabe mili di aviv katanu. Because in his father's matters, even though he's 20 years old already, but what his father did, what his father owes money, he paid back money, he doesn't know. He's called like a katan. So Gemara asks, but so then it's good. Here's this godel, 20-year-old boy, is saying he's going over to Reuben and saying, Reuben, I know that my father lent you $1,000. Pay me up. And now Reuben says, I agree, but I paid him back already 500. So that's a good case to make the mixas. Then you should have to swear. So Gemara says, Yochi, if so, Tainas Atzmai, why is that called he himself is making no complaint? Tainas Acherimu. It's called somebody else is asking you for the money. This 20-year-old boy now is coming and telling you, you owe me $1,000 because my father lent you $1,000. That's not called the tainas atzma that you're saying everything. Somebody else here, this godel, is asking you for the money. So Mar says, yes, true. This boy now, 20-year-old boy, is asking you for the money, but you're the one that's agreeing you owe 50, that you still owe 50%. So therefore, you don't have to swear according to the blessing of Yaakov. So Gemara says, well, what's chat here? The more kula, every case, every moid of a mixus is like that. Kula tainosanami, every single case when you have to swear is the same way. Tainas achirim, what's the normal case? Reuven goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, listen, I lent you $100. Voidoy satsmoy. And Shimon agrees, yes, you lent me the 100, but I paid you back 50. I only owe you 50. So in such a case, we say, since you agree that you borrowed the 100, you agreed to his taina, you have to swear on what you say you paid back 50. So why is here any different? Like every case of Maiva Mixas is where either somebody else asks you and you agree to 50%. So why does Elazar ben Yaakov say you're potter over here? All right, turn over. So therefore, the Gemara says like this. Elo the Gemara answers, Bidirabba Kriflegi. There's a machlokes by Rabba, in Rabba's Svara. So Rashi learns, Elo Rashi says, Loi tema betoyin a godel. We're not talking about now where a godel is asking you for the money. Elo, we're going back to the first teretz. Betoyin a cotton, where the kid was a cotton asking you for the money. Or the kashmak, on this we had a question. Einish boyim a tainis cotton. When a cotton asks you for money, it means nothing, and you don't have to swear to that. I'll tell you, honey, immediately, when is that? B'shetoyenu hivkarati l'cho. When I say that I gave you money, the gabi shvuak siv ki yiten ish v'lo cotton. If the cotton says, listen, I gave you $1,000, and he agrees to 500, so there you don't have to swear, because that's mechayv you is only with a gadol. And Rashi says, ki yiten ish. It has to be that a gadol gave you the money, and not when a cotton is saying he himself gave you the money. Abu Rashi learns, vor betainis ovid. But let's say the cotton is telling you now, you should know, I know that my father gave you the $1,000. He's not saying I gave you the $1,000. He's saying my father gave you $1,000. In such a case, nishboyin, then the chiddush is now you do have to swear to this kid's taina. Afilu le cotton. And to the Rabbanim will soon see, no, even though the kid is a gadol, still you don't have to swear. So Rashi is learning, it doesn't make a difference really whether this kid is a gadol or a katan. The case is, b'kitzah, when his son comes and tells this Reuven, you should know, I know that my father lent you $1,000. And Reuven says, true, but I paid back 500 already. So in such a case where the person is a moedim amiksas to the son, do you have to make a shvur or not? That's the machlokes. And the machlokes is according to Rabba. So Gemara says now, the Yama Rabba, Rabba says like this, Mipnei ma omru Torah. Why does the Torah say, moedim amiksas ataina yeshava, that whenever you agree to 50% of what I'm asking for, you have to swear. In other words, midyarais, if I say you owe me $100, and you say, La'adam, I don't know your penny, you don't have to swear. That's nothing. You prove that I owe you the money. It's only when I say you owe me 100, and you agree that you owe me 50, since you agreed to half of what I'm asking for, then you have to swear that the other 50 you paid up already. Why? So Rabbi says like this. Chazaka real is a chazaka, ain't other meyas ponim of mey ba'choyvoy. A person doesn't want to be meyas, have oza, like lie, in front of the ba'choyvoy. Like if I say I lent you money, you really would not lie to me and say no, you didn't take it if it's not true. So now really, really when I say you owe me 100, really the person now should have said what? I don't know your penny. Why don't you want to lie so much? Because you just can't do that. Since I'm the one that lent you the money, in front of me you can't lie to say, no, I didn't lend you the money. So if so, uvakula boy delay delay. So if so, when I say you owe me the $100, so you should have, if it's true, you should have agreed that you really owe me the $100. How come you're only saying you only owe me $50? For high delay, I delay, you know why the guy's not admitting the whole thing? Ishtamuti yodukamishtamitle. He's just like stalling for time. He's trying to stall here. Sovereign holds like this. Right now I'm broke. But so I'll only admit that I owe you $50 now. Because maybe that I'll collect together $50. But I have to pay back $100 now, I'll never make it. So let me, like, dodge. It's $100, and I'll only admit to $50. And I'll say to myself, that Mr. Shem, later on, when I do get the money, I'll pay you back later. So therefore, a person like this Mara Heta to agree to 50%. To say, I don't know you anything, that a person's own mind won't let him do that. That's called another meyis panafay machayvay. You can't have chutzpah, you can't have the audacity to say to the person that lent you the money, I don't know it's you. But a lie at 50%, that you could do, you're like pushing off the chayv. That's a svara. So therefore, V'yamar Rachman of the Torah tells us, Rami shvu alavayu. Let's force him to swear. Now, you're saying you owe 50. You're just saying 50 you paid up already. So since you're admitting to half, we say really maybe you do owe 100. Why are you disagreeing the other 50? Because you want to stall for time. Therefore, the Torah says, swear that you paid the other 50, that you should come not to swear false. Therefore, you'd rather admit that you owe the whole 100. So in other words, like this. When the person said, I don't owe you a penny, we believe it. We don't make him swear. Because if it was, he wouldn't lie. Because the person can't have such a chutzpah to lie in front of the person, I don't owe you a penny. So if I ask you for 100, and you said nothing doing, we believe you, you don't have to swear. It's only when you admit to 50%, then we say, why are you admitting? Because you don't have the chutzpah to lie. So agree to the whole thing, I want to stall for time. So then the Torah makes you swear. But it starts off, the main reason why you have to swear is, because there's a svara of Einodim Meyiz Panaflein Bachoyvoy. A person doesn't have the audacity to lie in front of the person that gave him the money. So now this now. We have Lezer ben Yaakov Savar, Loishna Boy, Loishna Bebenoi, Eina Meyiz. Whether the son is asking for the money, or whether the father is asking you for the money. It'll be the same svara. A person doesn't have the audacity to lie. Even though the son didn't lend you the money, the son is only telling you, I know that my father lent you the money. Still, in front of the son also you would lie. Vilkach, therefore, lav meshav avedahu. It's not called the meshav avedah. Because when you agree to 50% here, there's a good chash that you still owe the other money. Therefore, we want you to swear. For Rabbanan sav, Rabbanan hold no. Who the enemy? There's only a swear if the person that lent you the money, in front of him, you wouldn't lie. You wouldn't have the audacity. Avu bibnai, but in front of his son, meyis, that doesn't bother you. It wouldn't bother you at all to say, I don't owe you a penny. Therefore, midulai meyis, therefore it's like this, the son now is saying, my father lent you $100. Really, if you wanted to lie, what you could have said is, not a penny. I didn't take a penny from your father. Doesn't bother me. I didn't take the money from you, it's from your father, it doesn't bother me. So now that I admit that I owe you $50, you're doing him a tremendous favor by admitting it. So that's called meshav aveda. That's the Rabbanan Svara. That's called you being Meshav Aveda, and therefore you put them from a Shrua. So that's what our Mishnah means. That's the case that you put them in a Shrua. Then, Achanami, any time there's a good Taina, and when there's a Taina, there's a Svara of Einod and Meyiz, then we have the Svara of the Mishnah, then we have the Svara of the Torah of Maida Niksas, has to swear. Mishnah says like this.